Chapter 20. One day, Jesus went to learn the people and preach them the good news. And the leader of the Jew preached them, and the Jew law teacher them, and the other Jew leader them come to Jesus. They asked him, say, tell me, how come you got the right for do these things here? Who that give you the authority? Jesus answered him, say, let me ask on a one question too. Honor, tell me, when John were been a baptized people come here, who that gave him right for baptize? Tell me, God gave him the right, or the people gave him the right? They start for argue amongst themselves, say, what us gonna answer them? If we say God gave John the right for baptized people, Jesus gonna say, well then, how come only ain't believe John? But if we say people give John that right, all these people young gonna throw stone on we, cause they believe for true that John been a man who talk for God. So they answer Jesus, say, they ain't know who that gave John the right for baptized people. Jesus tell them, say, well then, I ain't neither gonna tell on who that give me the right for do these things here. Jesus tell the people one parable, say, one time one man plants some grapevine on a farm. He rent out a farm to some workmen to for care for that farm. And he make agreement for share the grape harvest with them. Then he go on way to another country way off. And he stay there a long time. When the time come for the grape harvest, the owner send one of his workmen to a farm for fetch his share of the harvest. But the workmen them, what care for the farm, beat that man what the owner send. They send him back without nothing. The owner send another workman for fetch his share. They beat that workman too and treat him shameful. Then they send him back without nothing. The owner send still another man for fetch his share. This been the three man were going from. Them will care for the farm, beat that one till they hurt him for true, and they throw him off the farm. The farm owner say, what I could do now? I could send me own their son who I love. Could be they going to show honor to me son. So he sent his son for fetch his share of the harvest. But when them will care for the farm, see the owner's son come, they all talk together. They say, this the owner's son. This property y'all gonna be left to him. Let we kill him so that the property gonna come to thee. Then they throw the owner's son off the farm and they kill him. Now then, Jesus asked the people, say, what that farm owner gonna do to the workmen here? He gonna come and kill them workmen, and he gonna give his farm to other workmen them. When the people hear what Jesus say, they say, for sure, that must don't happen. Jesus looks straight at him and asks him, say, well then, honor tell me what they mean when they write in God's book, say, the very stone where the builder them figure ain't worth nothing and throw away. That been the one they need, the most of all for giant the wall of the building. Anybody will fall down on the stone, yeah, got broke up his bone all over his body. And when this stone fall down on anybody, it got mash them all up. Now them law teacher and them priest leader understand that Jesus done tell that parable against them. So that same time, they try for catch Jesus and hold him. But they ain't catch him because they've been scared of the people there. So they'd have watched Jesus for try for catch him. They pay some man them, send him to Jesus, to tell them man for make like they mean what they say for true, and charge him for ask Jesus schemy question. They plan for take the word what Jesus answer for catch him, say talk bad thing. Then they can go accuse Jesus and take him to the Roman governor who have authority and power to judge him. The man them what they been a pay for catch Jesus come to him for ask him scheming question. They tell Jesus, say, teacher, we know what you to say and learn we be right for true. Us know you to look on all people the same. For true, you been a teach God way. Then they ask him, a right for we to pay tax to the Roman Emperor Caesar? What did Jew law say about that? But Jesus overreach him. He been a know they to try for catch him in the word. So he charge him. He tell him, say, only show me a silver coin. When they show him that money, he ask him, who that have a face and a name on this coin here? They answer Jesus, say, that the Emperor Caesar face and a name there. Jesus said, well then, Anna must give Caesar that what belongs to Caesar, and must give God what belongs to God. So then with all the people there, them man ain't been able to catch Jesus in none of the word what he say. When Jesus answered them so, they've been astonished down, and they hush up their mouth. Some Sadducees come to Jesus. The Sadducees then believe that dead people ain't going to get up from amongst the dead and live again. They ask Jesus, say, Teacher, Moses write law for we say, if a man die and left his wife and ain't have no children, the man brother must marry the widow woman. The brother got do that for have children in the name of the man what done Passover. One time there been seven brother. The first one married and he passed over. He ain't left no children. The next brother married a brother with a woman. And that brother passed over and ain't left no children for a dead brother. Then the next brother married the widow woman and he passed over. The same thing happened to all the seven brother. They all married that woman one out of the other. And they all passed over and they have no children. Last of all, the widow woman itself passed over. All seven brother done married that woman. So then, tell we, when the time come when the dead people go get up from amongst the dead and live again, who that go have that woman for a wife? Jesus answered the Sadducee them, say, yea, in this world, the people keep on getting married up. But after they pass over, the people them what God see fit for make them get up from amongst the dead and live again, they ain't for be married. They going to be like the angel them, and they can't die no more. They God chillin', because they done been dead, but now they done get up from amongst the dead and live again. Moses even showed that them what done die, get up from the grave and live again. He showed that they in God's book. They write down about the small bush that been a keep on a burning. They he called the Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He the God of people what to live. He ain't no God of dead people, because the God of all people to live. Some the law teacher tell Jesus, say, Teacher, that a good answer. After that, the people been scared to ask Jesus other question. Jesus asked them, say, how come people say that the Christ, the promised child, gonna be the child of David's children? Cause David done write down in the book of Psalms, say, the Lord say to me, Lord, sit down here to me right hand. We are to honor you. Sit down till I broke up your enemy them. Make them like a footstool underneath your foot. David called the Christ Lord. So then, how come the Christ is the child of David's children? Whilst all the people been listening, Jesus talked to a disciple them. He say, one must be on the watch for the law teacher them. They like to walk round in their long robe for make people say they the big leader. And they love to go to the marketplace where plenty of people gather so that the people can tell them how do. When they go to the Jew meeting house, they love to sit out in the best seat for show that people to honor them. And when they go to the feast, they love to sit down in the place where the big leader them sit down. Them law teacher ya take over widow woman property and thief all they got. And then they stand up to pray long time so that people can say they good people for true. God got punish them the more than he got punish other people.